You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
October the 21st, 2021, and Attorney General Merrick Garland facing members of Congress today as they began the January 6th insurrection inquiry. That was the point of it. But Garland quickly found that once he's seated and sworn in, congressmen can ask any question they choose, and quickly several of them joined in on attacking him about reacting to a request or maybe a threat or how you want to read it from the National School Board Association, basically saying that they need to look at parents as being possible terrorists, those who show up at the school board meetings and demand that they be heard and that their children be protected from critical race theory and other such things. Attorney General Merrick Garland denying, he said, we deny that the DOJ will label these parents as domestic terrorists, even though he sent out an October 4 memo to DOJ employees about intervening and setting up a direct line of communication between the school board association that represents about 90 school boards across the nation, set up a hotline for them, or as Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio said, it's a snitch line against parents. He also got asked about his son-in-law's company, which is making something like $27 million a year off of critical race theory teaching materials and additional teaching for schools and school boards. He denies there's any conflict. That's what he says. There was a letter posted by a molecular biologist regarding Dr. Anthony Fauci. Boy, I'm sorry, I did it again. Ted Cummins, Dr. Fake. Dr. Fake had testified to senators at a hearing in May. The NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute. Well, this letter from the micromolecular biologist says, if this letter is meant to correct untruthful assertions by NIH Director Collins and Director Fauci, that NIH had not funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan. Corrected? He just called him a liar. We're going to get into that in more detail in the next segment. Florida Governor DeSantis stepping out today, calling for a special legislative session, considering bills countering any vaccine and mask mandates in his state. See, we're not going to allow it to take place in this state. And he wants a special legislative session enacted immediately. The FDA has approved the Pfizer and BioNTech coronavirus shots, booster shots, for elderly and vulnerable Americans, also approving the Moderna and Johnson booster shots. And according to many reports, such as in the New York Times, the FDA will make a decision in the coming weeks should some of these vaccines be authorized for children ages 5 to 11. They've already said in some cases they're okay for pregnant women. If a woman's pregnant, she's carrying a child that is younger than 5 years of age. You know that. I know that. And why they're letting women are being told you can get the vaccine, I truly worry about that. And the efficacy of the vaccine. Singapore has a vaccination rate of 82%. 82%. And yet they are recording the single highest day increase in new locally transmitted cases. 82% vaccination rate in Singapore. You tell me where the issue is. Is it the vaccine? It's going to continue mutating. It's going to change. But no one cares. They just want to make sure that if you don't follow the orders as we give you, you will lose your job. And Charles Barkley is speaking out about an NBA player who won't do it. You're going to hear that later before we wrap up. And also President Donald Trump announcing today he will launch a new social media app. Word broke yesterday, now making it official. They say they're going to, in this press release, it will be a rival to the liberal media consortium. Trump Media and Technology. I'm looking forward to it.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse, and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I'm sure I understand your testimony. You didn't give money to the Wuhan lab to do gain-of-function research.
That is correct.
And you believe they didn't do gain-of-function research because they told you they didn't.
We've seen the results of the studies that they conducted, and they were not...
Including any private studies.
Excuse me? Including?
Any private studies.
I'm not sure what you're getting at, sir.
Here's what I'm getting at. You gave them money and you said, don't do gain of function research.
Correct.
And they said, we won't.
Correct.
And you have no way of knowing whether they did or not, except you trust them. Is that right?
Well, we generally always trust the grantee to do what they say. And you look at the results.
Have you ever had a grantee lie to you?
I cannot guarantee that a grantee has not lied to us. Because you never know.
You never know. That was Senator John Kennedy, Republican, Louisiana, questioning Dr. Anthony Fauci back in May. And it wasn't just the group that was getting the grant, the NIH grant. Keep in mind, it's a Wuhan lab in China. The Wuhan lab run by the Chinese Communist Party. And you don't think they might lie to you? I mean, you don't even have a suspicion. Are you that naive? I start to say stupid. All right, I'll add stupid. Is anyone listening to me? Anyone within the sound of my voice? And I know we're picked up all over the nation via the website and in other countries. Anyone out there, if the Chinese say, trust us, are you just going to trust them? I like to go back to Ronald Reagan's approach. Trust, but verify. But there was Dr. Fake back in May saying, we did not do anything that involved gain of function research. Were there some new evidence coming to light? A letter delivered yesterday to the House Oversight Committee. The letter posted by a molecular biologist, Richard H. Ebright, posting it from the National Institute of Health. And he tweeted that in the letter, Ebright that is, tweeted that to make it clear what the letter says, he tweets in the letter, the NIH, quote, corrects untruthful assertions by NIH Director Collins and Director Fauci that NIH had not funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan. Corrects untruthful assertions, those three words, corrects untruthful assertions. Let's go back to that hearing in May when Senator Rand Paul was dealing with Dr. Fake.
Dr. Fauci, as you are aware, it is a crime to lie to Congress. Section 1001 of the U.S. Criminal Code creates a felony and a five-year penalty for lying to Congress. On your last trip to our committee on May 11th, you stated that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And yet, gain-of-function research was done entirely in the Wuhan Institute by Dr. Xi and was funded by the NIH. Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
He had a chance at that point, May 20, to say, you know, we might have been incorrect on that or based on the information we had, but he just flat out denied. Oh, you're going to hear him get more demonstrative in his denial here in a moment, but let's set the stage in more detail for you. Dr. Fauci had stated, as you heard we began in talking to Senator John Kennedy under testimony, under sworn oath, we did not fund any gain of function. And Senator Kennedy gave him a little leeway, said, well, is it possible that he lied to you? What? He said, well, we trust them. And Senator Kennedy said, you take everyone, you just simply trust them, and you don't question. How do you know they didn't lie to you? And the answer is, I don't. So this letter now delivered by a molecular biologist to the House Oversight Committee, and the letter specifically says, reference the award to the Wuhan lab, funding a research project that tested, quote, if spike proteins from naturally occurring bat coronaviruses circulating in China were capable of binding to the human ACE2 receptor in a mouse model. Basically, can we weaponize this to use against people? That is what gain of function actually is. How do we use it as a weapon? The Department of Health and Human Services describes gain of function research as research that improves the ability of a pathogen to cause disease. But the NIH under Dr. Fauci, according to him, saying we didn't do it. Well, that letter that is now in the hands of the House Oversight Committee, Senator Rand Paul tweeting out today, I told you so. Doesn't even begin to cover it here. That was his tweet. Mark Meadows, Donald Trump's former chief of staff, tweeted a video of Fauci denying that he funded the Wuhan lab work. And that was using the bite we used earlier when he was responding to Senator John Kennedy, saying we did not do that. Congressman Spencer Brown questioning whether there will be consequences for Fauci for lying to the Senate. I'm sorry, a question got asked by Spencer Brown, a reporter, at the White House news conference and at the time previously, and Saski's answer in a June press briefing was no. The White House somewhat defending Fauci from being held accountable. Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, suggesting Fauci knew all along that he funded gain of function research. And Cotton added he should be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Congressman Bishop, Republican, North Carolina, points to this latest letter now in the hands of the House Oversight Committee saying, and I'm quoting, Fauci lied again. Many others are coming out forward and saying, yeah, this is escalating. And word is also, I haven't had a chance to check this out in full detail. When I put this program together, so much material coming in, and I do my best to stay on top of it. And I might miss something here or there, but what I give you, I'm trying to make sure it's right. But there's a report that Fauci's boss, Francis Collins, announced his retirement just before that letter was delivered to the House Oversight Committee. Well, you're not going to be able to just wash your hands of it and walk away. Retiring will not stop you from being held accountable as well because you were in a position over Dr. Fake at that time. But again, Congressman Mark Meadows, former North Carolina congressman, former President Donald Trump chief of staff, adding again in a tweet, to call this a bombshell is an understatement. Dr. Fauci and others claimed under oath the NIH didn't fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab. Now the obvious is confirmed, they did. And remember, Senator Tom Cotton got mocked, especially by the leftists, because he suggested maybe this virus escaped from the Wuhan lab. And he was being generous to say it escaped as opposed to they let it go. You wouldn't think they would let it go in their own populace, but China said we got 40 billion more people to take their place, so what's the difference? But all this laid out now and this letter now in the hands of the House Oversight Committee, and this is just the beginning. There will be many chapters of this story yet to come. But let's go back to May 20 when Senator Rand Paul had just reminded Dr. Fake of, you do know what perjury charges are. And Dr. Fake lost it.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
You do not know what you're talking about. Now, contrast Fauci's statement, when Rand Paul is saying, you take it from an animal and you try to, he said, you do not know what you're talking about. We did not do that. I'll read again a section of this letter delivered to the House Oversight Committee, composed by molecular biologist Richard H. Ebright, delivered just yesterday, the House Oversight Committee, talking about spike proteins from naturally occurring bat coronaviruses circulating in China were being tested to see if they're capable of binding to the human receptor in a mouse model. And we found that the lab mice infected with this got sicker than those infected with the original. And he also added in a tweet afterwards, the purpose of the letter is to correct untruthful assertions by NIH Director Collins and Director Fauci that NIH had not funded Gainer research in Wuhan. And then, of course, you come to what we're trying to do with the vaccines. I think Donald Trump deserves a lot of credit for the warp speed, because there's no doubt sometimes maybe we just keep things waiting. And we do need to get to a point where if people, if they're sick enough and they want to risk it, let them have the opportunity to do it. And, of course, when Trump was saying, I'm going to have this warp speed program to get the vaccines out, the first anti-vaxxers were the left, the Biden, Harris, Cuomo, de Blasio. Oh, we won't take it if it came from Trump. But even while Trump was still in office, they had it one ready, and Biden and Harris got their first vaccine shot in December. But there's still a lot of questions. It is not officially approved by the FDA. It is approved for emergency use only. And now they're moving forward and saying you need booster shots. And you can mix and match them according to the FDA. And they want to make it available for kids down to the age of 5 and then eventually 6 months. But is it going to do any good anyway? In Singapore, a vaccination rate of 82%, having its highest single-day increase in new transmissions. Is it any good? Charles Barkley weighs in. Stand by. I have a new sponsor, just in time, that could save you a lot of trouble, maybe pain. K-Guard leaf-free gutter system. Leaves get in your gutter, rain comes, ice. You have a major costly issue. Contact my new sponsor for a free estimate. K-Guard Midwest, locally owned. So you're supporting your neighbors and this program. KGuardMidwest.com. KGuardMidwest.com.
Road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
First of all, you don't get the vaccine for yourself. You get it for other people.
No, I'm not saying.
Hold on, first. You said your piece.
No, I didn't say you do.
I got vaccinated. I can't wait to get the booster. You don't get vaccinated just for yourself. Like Adam said, you get vaccinated for your family first. You get vaccinated for your teammates second, things like that. That's what bothers me about this whole thing. I think everybody should get vaccinated. Let me tell you something. I really am proud of the Nets for putting their foot down for saying, no, we're not going to deal with this half on, half off. The only thing that bugged me, he's still going to make $17 million sitting at home. I wish they could find a way, if he wants to go on this thing, like, you know, people say he's like Ali. First of all, don't ever compare anybody to Ali. Ali went 3 years without boxing. He was the highest paid athlete in the world. This guy going to make $17 million for sitting at home. But to every person out there, you don't get vaccinated just for yourself.
Those are the words of Charles Barkley, outspoken. And, of course, sometimes if you have a sports figure you really like and they say something that you really like, then you really endorse it. Sometimes they say something you don't like, you tell them, I want you to stick to sports. Same thing with movies, entertainment. Barkley was making those comments as the broadcast network was talking about the game that had just taken place, the Brooklyn Nets, that involves player Kyrie Irving. Lost to the Milwaukee Bucks, 127-104. And Barkley, Hall of Famer, blamed a lot of the loss upon Irving's absence. See, in New York City, the rule is that you cannot participate in anything indoors or covered premises unless you are vaccinated. And Barkley saying you don't get vaccinated just for yourself, you get vaccinated for everyone around you. But yet we're told, and that's been the story from the White House, from Biden, we need to protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. And I keep saying, what? That makes no sense. If you're vaccinated, You're supposed to be protected. Well, yes, we know there are breakthrough cases. I told you a moment ago in Singapore, 83% vaccination rate, and they're having a sudden increase of cases. And then also, how many shots are you going to need? How often? And what do we know? Keep in mind, they are FDA approved for emergency use. That's why we're using them. They've not gone through the normal standard. We don't know what happens after 1 year because we haven't used them for a year. But that's Barclay's opinion. Now, he also said that Kyrie Irving's still going to get his money anyway. I don't know if he will or not. But, again, the NBA commissioner, Silver, had a comment.
I'd tell him to get vaccinated first and foremost for himself and his family. Next for his teammates and his community, and also for the league that I know he cares so much about. I understand, you know, that it's not just Kyrie. There are people in this country who disagree with the notion of getting vaccinated.
And you know one that might surprise you that is stepping up and making some remarks, agreeing with Barclay? Shock jock Howard Stern, the man who always complains about censorship, calling Irving, quote, the biggest idiot in the country right now. He said, in terms of idiots, he's got to be the top idiot. Guy's got a chance, a young man, to make millions of dollars. All he's got to do is get vaccinated, but he doesn't want to get vaccinated. So should you be able to make a choice? It's my body, my choice. We hear that when it comes to abortion. And again, I had this same conversation with some guys the other day. They're saying, well, you know, they're going to say that you might, if you don't get vaccinated, you might give it to someone else. You might kill somebody. I said, I might. And if you're vaccinated, apparently you might. But if you're having an abortion, you're certainly killing somebody. And China is going to ban Celtics games for a period, because one player spoke out and really angered China. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned. Ackerman Toyota, for life.
There's no place to hide down here. No place to hide down here. Went to the rock, got on my knees. I heard the angels weep for me. No place to hide down here.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My message to the Chinese government is free Tibet. Tibet belongs to Tibetans. I'm here to add my voice and speak out about what is happening in Tibet. Under the Chinese government's brutal rule, Tibetan people's basic rights and freedoms are non-existent.
That's a very powerful statement from the Boston Celtics center, Enes Kanter. He is Turkish-born. He was the third overall pick of the 2011 NBA draft by the Utah Jazz, now with the Boston Celtics for the NBA. And he put that pro-Tibet message in a Facebook statement during a game against the New York Knicks. And he wore on his sneakers during the game, I should say, he wore on his sneakers, Free Tibet, and called Chinese leader Xi a brutal dictator. The Chinese streaming giant known as Tencent suddenly made the Celtics next game unavailable for the audience in China. And now says, indicating it will not stream any Celtics game for the foreseeable future. They'd already pulled the Philadelphia 76ers games But then Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey's remark about supporting Hong Kong 2 years ago. So when the pro-Tibet message appears on Facebook, and then on top of that, Cantor has on his sneakers during the game, so you can't miss seeing it, free Tibet on his sneakers. Well, China didn't like that, did they? So what's the issue with Tibet and China anyway? Tibet is mainly Buddhist. Some call it the roof of the world. The sovereignty debate has gone back and forth for a period of time, and in the 50s, China sent in thousands of troops to enforce its claim of the region. And they say it now belongs to us. Well, in the 13th century, at that time, it was officially incorporated into the China's Yuan dynasty. But then various changes, and Tibet considered it was free of China. At this moment, China is an independent state under illegal occupation, is the way they see it. And that's what Ennis Cantor is trying to speak about. Ever since 1950, when 5,000 Tibetan troops did surrender to the People's Republic of China and supposedly gave the PRC power to rule over it, Tibetans have resisted, saying, we are not part of China. If you try to walk up to a U.S. official, if they're aware of what's going on, and you try to give them a flag to kind of wave, and it's a little Tibetan flag, they're going to drop it on the floor. They don't want to touch it. If it's one of Taiwan, same kind of thing. Hong Kong, same thing. Because they don't want to upset China. Well, the Boston Celtics center didn't care about upsetting China. He thought the people need to know, and the people of this country, now picking up on this story, are hearing some of the examples he gave.
They are not allowed to study and learn their language and culture freely. They are not allowed to travel freely. They are not allowed to access information freely. The Tibetan people are not even allowed to worship freely. For more than 70 years, Tibetan monks, nuns, intellectuals, writers, poets, community leaders, activists, and many more have been detained, sent to political re-education classes, subject to torture, lengthy interrogations, and even been executed simply for exercising the freedom that you and I take for granted.
That we take for granted. And he's absolutely right about that. And for all those who think this country is so oppressive, you need to be listening. He also pointed out that over the years, no less than 100 to 150 monks have set themselves on fire as a protest, thinking maybe their death in that event would trigger enough response that folks would wake up and realize what's taking place in Tibet. They are being wiped out physically and their culture itself. Now, when you talk about genocide, you think of killing, but there are a lot of ways you can have genocide against another nation or peoples. You just gradually, they just cease to exist. Cantor hasn't made any statement condemning the Uyghur concentration camps in China. And we know that they're facing the same thing and extermination. Not only bodies being tortured, raped, mutilated, the same thing with the Tibetans, but also outlawing their native language and religion. And I'm not saying he has to do it. I'm just saying that his focus was on what's happening in Tibet. Only one NBA player, Rudy Gobert of the Jazz, Utah Jazz, has condemned what China is doing with the Uyghurs. He did a little Instagram story, didn't get much coverage out of it, and Beijing didn't really respond that much. And they didn't really officially weigh in on the remarks from Cantor, other than suddenly they just stopped airing the Celtics game. Somebody knows the shoes he's wearing, or the Facebook thing popped up and they took their action. But Cantor says you cannot deny the numbers of what is actually happening inside Tibet.
There have been more than 5,000 political prisoners in Tibet the last 25 years. 5,000. Did you know that simply owning a photo of the Dalai Lama in Tibet is grounds for arrest? Even flying the Tibetan national flag could get you arrested. I say, shame on the Chinese government. The Chinese dictatorship is erasing Tibetan identity and culture.
That's exactly what they're doing. And by the way, when he appeared on his Facebook with that statement, and that's just part of it, he's wearing a T-shirt that has a photo of the Dalai Lama on the shirt. As he said, you wouldn't be allowed to wear this shirt in China. China looks at Tibet as being obviously part of its territory, and it's a strategic part to a large extent, because they look at it as a buffer zone between them and India, Nepal, Bangladesh. And that's, of course, where you also have the Himalayan mountain range, which gives additional security and a military advantage, certainly considered at the times of the China dynasty. Modern warfare has changed the concern about the Himalayan mountain range, but still it's an obstacle, has to be dealt with. Chinese officials, but again, are still trying to wipe out, as you heard him say, the language of the Tibetans. They have their own. And they're making a bigger push to have them not only speak and write Chinese, but cease using their language. China claims that it peacefully liberated Tibetans from so-called oppressive theocracy back in the 50s. And restored the Chinese rule over the region. Critics, like Cantor and others, say that the whole thing is cultural assimilation that basically is going to end the Tibetan people. Cantor is one of the most outspoken NBA players in geopolitics. As I mentioned, he's also from Turkey. He has expressed complaints and criticize the current Turkish president, Erdogan. In fact, Cantor said, I fear that if I step outside the U.S., I could be killed. Well, if he feared Erdogan, now these remarks about China did escalate any threats possibly against him, whether he's in the country or not. The NBA has these ties to China and makes so much money, they really don't want to mess with China. So there's no official announcement from the commissioner. And, of course, Nike shoes and the rest of the equipment coming out of China, they don't want to deal with that either, and since much of it comes from the Uyghur Muslims, the very ones they're trying to wipe out. You know who did come forward and make a statement on behalf of Cantor and support him? Senator Rick Scott, black Republican from Florida. One of those that came forward and said, listen to the man. Coming up, more on the cancel culture, Dave Chappelle.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Thank you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Question for you. Have you ever said anything in your life or done anything in your life that later you regret? You wouldn't talk about it now except to some very close people, and even then you might not. You just know now it was wrong then and would certainly be considered wrong now. May or may not be an actual crime. It just may be something you said to someone else. It could have been a racial slur. It could have been an ethnic slur, a remark, or something, a joke told with the purpose of hurting someone. But at some point, and of course, the same thing once everybody was able to tweet and get on the internet, a lot of things went up and our pictures, and they, oh my God, we hadn't done that. Well, once it's there, it's pretty hard sometimes to make it disappear. But then there are things that happened 200 years ago that folks are still trying to say, look, I had nothing to do with that. I didn't know anything about those people. I say it's wrong. But at some point, do you not say that was the past? Acknowledge it. Call it out that it's wrong. But it's part of history. Well, of course, this leads to what's going on in New York City right now. Public officials voting unanimously to remove the 188-year-old statue of Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence, third president of the U.S. It is based on the fact that Jefferson did own slaves. Many did back then. Not saying it's right, it just was. The City Council Black, Latino, Asian Caucus releasing a statement saying you owe it to more than 5 million New Yorkers of color that all this be wiped out. Curtis Sliwa, one of the mayoral candidates, said, do we suddenly wipe out images, markings, names of all those great patriots because they were slaveholders and slaveholding was quite common at the time? Yeah, Curtis, apparently that's the plan. Just make everything disappear. So that was then. Now let's move to today. Dave Chappelle, black man doing a comedy show on Netflix. And many began to come out and complain. Transgender community, people of color. Dave is of color, but he also sometimes mocks blacks and whites and Asians and yellow. And Netflix added on, and the Netflix boss was defending Dave Chappelle and saying, we're not going to take it off, and now has since recanted because the woke mob came after him, and now they're demanding that more jobs, more employees be trans and non-binary. And in the executive ranks, which means the CEO job itself could be. Ted Sarandos, he admitted he screwed up in efforts to communicate with employees because they were upset over Dave Chappelle's stand-up bit on Netflix. But now he's saying, okay, I was wrong. Because they're saying, you know, maybe we just should replace you with a trans or non-binary, and we need more shows like that. Chappelle is insisting, my program's just fine. He said, gender is a fact. Quit trying to say they're binaries and so forth. And he said, TERF, T-E-R-F, he said, that's an acronym that stands for Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminist. And he also compared the transgender community to people who wear blackface. Douglas Blair wrote a piece talking about all of this. He said, the Twitter mob comes for Dave Chappelle, and it's time to realize they're not as powerful as they think they are. That yes, Chappelle is under fire again. They did cancel Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling. And then they come after Chappelle. But he said some of the media is desperate for oxygen to keep the Chappelle controversy alive. But it doesn't have the weight it used to. They did have a mob outside Netflix protesting the Chappelle show. One guy showed up to protest the wake mob, holding a sign, we like Dave. Immediately attacked by the woke mob, shouting, repent, MF-er. And then a transgender Netflix rally leader targeting Chappelle with a racist taunt. I'm here to talk to his master. Chappelle's humor is pretty raw. Some of it I like, some I don't. Some I think he does go too far, but it's freedom of speech. But not if you're pushing binary, trans, and so forth. But I would like to see how they do that in Tibet, like we were talking about earlier, or in China. And then we had our U.S. State, our own U.S. State Department recognizing International Pronouns Day yesterday. I didn't make a big deal. I just had too many things to do. But the U.S. State Department did a big deal pumping up International Pronouns Day, saying we need to be more gender neutral. They, them, theirs, take words like that out and put Z's, zers. That's our State Department propping up Biden's administration. The day was made up in 2018, International Pronouns Day. The far left now trying to advance it as science, and the State Department steps in and helps. One Twitter user saying, what's the preferred pronouns of Americans stuck in Afghanistan? Great question. State Department spending all of its effort on Pronoun Day instead of getting Americans out of Afghanistan. Thanks for listening. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.